5. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are, of course, invited to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online just by heading over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content of the site. Should you find something online that you want to share with us, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears at that point on the upcoming stories page on the site, where it awaits votes. And you can vote things up or down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page of the website, where we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and you, the listener, are also more likely to see it if you're visiting our website at freetalklive.com. So head on over, enjoy all that completely free. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
So, still to come here tonight, we've got some other related news. We started out the show with the sad and awful and total police state news coming out of the Supreme Court, where they've ruled 9-0 in favor of warrantless drug dog searches, vehicle drug dog searches. But don't worry. Your home privacy is next on their list of targets, as they'll be hearing a drug dog home search case coming soon. We'll, of course, bring you more information as we learn more about how that pans out. In other news, they're going after Infowars.com in the city of L.A. for flyers that have been posted around the city. And plus, there's actually a really interesting story out of Washington State, where because marijuana is now legal for recreational purposes.
Yeah.
That's changing the game as far as the ability to do studies. Finally, we now have the ability to do studies without having to skulk around or set up a study in some other country or beg the DEA for permission to do them. In fact, even news agencies can do their own reporting now and investigations into the use of cannabis. And there's one agency in Washington that's done a really interesting report. We'll share that here in a moment. But first, your phone calls, your thoughts. Chase is on the line listening in Asheville, North Carolina. Johnny Ray, you're from Asheville.
That's right. I went to Asheville High School.
Good night to call the show, Chase. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian, thanks for having me. Well, there's been some rumors regarding the Blue Ridge Liberty Project about us being intolerant to religious folk and some other demographics alike, so I just wanted to make a statement that we comprised today to kind of clear the air, if you would let me.
Sure. So, I mean, the allegations are that the organization is intolerant towards religious people?
Some religious people tried to...
Oh, good.
Some religious people tried to join up and they were rebuffed, something like that?
Yeah, something along those lines. I've also heard other rumors about being anti-gay, which is ridiculous. I mean, I'm queer myself, and also being...
I never would have guessed.
Yeah. Well, there's other rumors, too. I forget what they are, but I just want to kind of dispel those right now. I have a statement that might take like 80 seconds if you... Let me go ahead and step out there.
80?
It's a lot of seconds, but let's see how it goes. And, you know, if we have questions, we might have to stop you in the middle of it.
Oh, please. Please stop me in the middle of it if you want to. Okay, so pretty much everyone who believes in the universal principles of the NAP and self-ownership is eligible.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not nice to threaten your neighbors with force if they haven't harmed anybody else.
That's right. That's right. Thanks. I forgot that we're not talking just voluntarists here. So, however, one of the primary goals of our organization is to propagate the philosophy of voluntarism as far and wide as possible. Thus, ensuring the integrity of this message of peace and liberty is of the utmost importance to us. As such, we will not be accepting as members into the organization anyone whose beliefs run counter to those principles of non-aggression and self-ownership.
So give me an example of, like, who would that include? Like, who cannot join the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which, as I understand it, is a project encouraging voluntarist and peaceful parents to move to Asheville, North Carolina?
That's right. Actually, I'm having some examples coming up here, if you want to let me get to those.
Sure.
So the purpose here is to prevent the philosophy from being conflated with mutually exclusive belief structures and ideas. But to be clear, this provision may preclude many religious and secular persons alike, and some of these incompatible beliefs may include, but are not limited to, acts of aggressive violence or the threat thereof are justified if ordained by God or any other being, and that would include violence against children in the form of corporal punishment, or that God or any other being has the right to own other people, or that violations of the NAP are ethically permissible in the pursuit of some quote-unquote greater good, or that social contracts have the capacity to be just and binding, or that land or any other scarce good is not ownable or must be owned collectively.
Is Sharia Islam, is that compatible with the tenets of the Blue Ridge?
Well, you'd have to give me some content here. I can talk to particular passages and beliefs.
What about getting your hand cut off?
For what?
For theft.
Well, you see, again, that would be a reaction. That would not be initiation of force. That would be a reaction to a property infringement.
That is right. The rule. That is the rule in my house.
That's awesome. I guess there's probably little theft in your house. Right?
I don't know if I agree with that particular form of punishment. I tend to shy away from using violence in response to
Daryl. Daryl W. Perry volunteered himself to be the hatchet man.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, I'm making this all up. I'm making this up on the spot. There is no. We do not practice Sharia Islam on the other side of the wall over there.
So go ahead with your statement, and then we can get back into the discussion, Chase.
Okay, great. It's almost done. So to clarify, anyone whose religious or secular beliefs do not conflict with the core principles of volunteerism will be eligible for membership. Moreover, we will be working with other organizations and people in various events who do not hold in common all of our beliefs. For instance, you may join up with members from the Veterans for Peace organization when holding an anti-war rally, despite the fact that their beliefs may not be completely in line with the volunteer's philosophy. And finally, as an outreach organization, one of our primary goals will be to reach out to those who currently hold beliefs contrary to those of non-aggression and self-ownership. That's it.
So, Asheville, North Carolina, your choice of destination. Obviously, you guys have made a splash, even though the organization is relatively new, and I don't know how many, you know, members or participants or whatever, you know, folks call themselves with your group, are, you know, involved at this point. But there seems to have been some controversy stirred up on the Facebooks. I don't know if it's really gone much further than Facebook, but then again, I don't follow it too closely. I got enough going on to pay attention to all the drama going on out, you know, wherever else. But, you know, so you thought it was important enough to call this show about it. So the allegations are that that y'all are intolerant towards religion. Like, who would you exclude? I mean, of religious belief systems, are there certain religions that are just you would say definitely not to right out the gate?
Well, you know, it's hard to make a blanket statement for a whole religion, so I like to specify the particular beliefs themselves. For instance, if someone's a fundamentalist Christian who believes that, you know, the spare the rod, spoil the child thing is for real, and that they not only can, but should spank their children, we would say that person would not be eligible for membership since they're clearly advocating for explicit violation of the NAP.
You know, that would make sense. I mean, if it's a peaceful parenting movement, then it wouldn't make sense to allow people in who are spanking supporters.
Exactly. And there's such a wide variety of people who claim to be religious, who believe some, such a variety of things. So we try to specify the particular beliefs which we don't like. They say that God owns them or someone else owns them. This is clearly in contradistinction to the self-ownership principle, right? Or they say, well, you know, violence is wrong for, you know, people in general unless God ordains it.
Well, what does it really matter if somebody believes God owns them? I mean, ultimately, if someone wants to give ownership of themselves to someone else, shouldn't they be able to make that choice?
Well, here's where it matters, Ian. Because our organization wants to spread the philosophy intact to as many people as possible, of course, in effect, they're not breaking or violating the NAP. But if they're going to be ambassadors of the philosophy, we're going to make sure that they don't hold mutually exclusive beliefs simultaneously, which we feel would greatly increase their risk for kind of perverting.
Isn't the non-aggression principle, I'm sorry to interrupt, but isn't the non-aggression principle more focused on how you treat others than what you do with yourself?
Of course. And we're not saying that people who believe these things are violating the NAP by believing them. However, if they're going to be people who are spreading the philosophy, we don't want them to have holding at the same time mutually exclusive beliefs. Like, for instance, if they believe that God can ordain violence and it's okay in that instance, we're not very confident that they're going to be able to propagate the philosophy in its true form, but if they're going to be making exceptions like that.
So stand by, Chase. We can bring you back here in a moment here. I've got some more questions for you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, I've got a quote here from one of the founders of the project. We'll see what he has to say here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up whatever you want and do it toll free. Though if you've got some comments on the discussion regarding religious beliefs and the ideas of liberty and how they mesh and or perhaps don't in certain instances, 855-453 is toll free, and that's toll free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype if you would like. Username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We will accept it. And at that point, you'll be on our list and be easy to connect with us in the future. So once again, lrn.fm on Skype and 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Now, the Mortgage Minute guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rule, and that's not going to be favorable to borrowers. Certainly not as favorable as the rules that we have now. You'll need to take advantage of the best rates in the market and the lower costs before April 1st of this year. And if you need more specifics on the changes, you can get in touch with the Mortgage Minute guy. He and one of his professionals will give you the rundown. 866-288-0088 or mortgageminuteguy.com. That's 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com. We've got Chase on the line with us. He's one of the founders of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, an organization that's designed to bring liberty-minded folks to Asheville, North Carolina. And it's in somewhat of a level of competition with the Free State Project, but not so much, as we're discovering here tonight, as there's a lot of controversy around some of the statements that the founder, the other founder of the project, has allegedly made. And I have one of the allegations here. Now, I haven't seen this, you know, directly myself, Chase, but I was able to pull this up. And the quote is, quote, please don't tell me that you are an advocate of non-aggression and peaceful parenting if you are voting for a statist politician from the violent institution known as government or worshiping a violent, invisible sky daddy known as God. And that is allegedly from Justin Stout, who is one of the founders of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. I can see how a statement like that would turn some religious folk off.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I'm sure it could have been somewhere tactfully. However, the essence of the statement, I think, rings true insofar as that if God is being violent, if he is initiating force against others, that is not compatible with non-aggression principle. And contrary to popular belief, he's not above and beyond these simple ethics. He's a rational being.
But don't Christians believe that the punishment's going to come after death? I mean, typically the Christian believes that there is a hell and that if one is a naughty boy during life, that they will be banished to this place. But they don't typically suggest that the punishment doesn't come till later on, right?
Well, again, I'm not saying Christian. I'm saying if they believe God is violent, and if they believe when they kill the firstborn of Egypt, for instance, that was justified because it was ordained by God, that belief is counter to that of non-aggression. Now, again, I'm not saying that people can't be religious or even Christian and be coping in a voluntary society. I'm just saying if we're going to be an organization spreading the philosophy, we're not going to be confident that others are going to be able to do that competently if they hold at the same time mutually exclusive beliefs.
I'm just trying to follow, you know, what you consider to be a belief that would exclude someone from the umbrella of being a voluntarist. I mean, a voluntarist being is, you know, the way I would define it, and I like the term for myself, a voluntarist being someone who believes all human interaction should be on a consensual basis. To me, voluntarism
should be voluntary.
Right. To me, voluntarism doesn't speak to in any way, shape, or form what one believes about God or religion.
Well, Ian, first of all, we're talking about the membership in the BRLP. We're not talking about what's a voluntarist. So if you want to talk about that, we can.
So you're only talking if somebody wants to be a member of your organization.
Exactly.
Then so basically what you're saying is you go further with the restrictions than just voluntarism. You believe that anybody that has a divergent religious belief from whatever it is that the BRLP thinks is appropriate will not be allowed in the organization.
It's not just that BRLP thinks is appropriate. It's with the objective definition of the non-aggression principle and self-ownership. So if they have beliefs and concepts which are mutually exclusive to the concepts of non-aggression and self-ownership, then we're not going to be confident that they can be a good ambassador for the voluntarist philosophy, which is our main intent, is to spread this philosophy as far and wide as possible.
Now, are you look, I've been involved in this movement for a long time, and I'm grateful that people who have religious belief systems are interested in the ideas of liberty and are coming around to the ideas of voluntarism and non-aggression. And as long as they're not advocating force against other people, you know, real life force being used by humans, then they're qualified to be liberty-minded people as far as I'm concerned. I would never really even have considered assessing what their religious viewpoint is about what their God might do to them at some point, you know, in the ethereal future. But, Johnny Ray, you've been kind of quietly absorbing this conversation we've been having, and I'm wondering if you have anything that you wanted to ask Chase. If not, that's okay. I just figured I didn't know if I was dominating the conversation.
Well, no, you have to prod me a little bit if you want to get me to join in sometimes. Go ahead, Chase.
So, well, again, we're not saying that if you're religious, you can't be a liberty-minded person.
You're just saying you can't join the BRLP?
Not if you're religious. If you hold beliefs which are explicitly contrary to those of non-aggression.
Can someone be a Christian and be a member of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
Well, if they think that all initiations of violence by God or the threat thereof are unethical and they believe that they own themselves, then sure. But it's just I'm hard pressed to find a Christian who believes that. Oof. But there may be some out there, and if so, then absolutely. And it's not that we're not going to interact with Christians. We're going to interact with everyone we can. But if they want to attain the status of membership and be representative, then we need to know that they're going to have a consistent.
I got to say, you got a tough road, Chase, because the more exclusive the organization becomes, the more difficult it will be to grow it and to have the influence that you're looking for. And from what it sounds like, I mean, your answer was basically, if you're a Christian, like your answer was essentially that there's no Christian that you know of that would qualify to join the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, that you'd be happy to interact with them and, you know, doing actions of activism of some sort, but to actually be a member of your organization, they would be excluded from that. And that's what I'm hearing. And you know, that says to me that it's going to be really tough to grow your organization. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. And plus, you also have to convince people to move to Asheville, North Carolina, which is another pretty tough hurdle to get over.
Well, you can see, we're not just a purely populist organization. We have a clear intent, and the intent is to spread untainted the philosophy of voluntarism.
Gotcha.
So, again, if they hold beliefs which are mutually exclusive to those tenets, then we're not going to have confidence in them to be competent ambassadors for spreading that message, right?
I see where you're coming from, but I really don't, you know, from my perspective, I welcome people of religious viewpoint into the liberty movement, and I'm glad that they're here, and I think that what their viewpoint on God is completely irrelevant to the ideas of non-aggression and voluntarism. So, you know, Johnny Ray, you are from Asheville, North Carolina, originally. Why did you end up moving to New Hampshire? I mean, apparently Asheville's the destination for some liberty people.
I don't think the Blue Ridge Liberty Project had started up when I left. What time did the Blue Ridge Liberty Project start, Chase?
It was after you did, probably. It was back in like October.
You don't know me.
We started off. I've heard about you, so I've heard some things about you.
Well, I'm just curious because, you know, I wonder if Johnny Ray, if you would have stuck around for this, had you known that it was happening, knowing about also New Hampshire and the 13,000 people that are currently pledged to move up here as part of the Free State Project. So stand by, Johnny Ray. We'll come back to that. And Chase, can you stick with us for that conversation?
Yes, I will.
All right, more moments here with Chase. He's from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. Lots of controversy around who they're letting into the project and who they're excluding. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want or comment on the issue of liberty and religion. We've got Chase on the line, and he is telling us that he doesn't believe that, as I understood him so far, we're going to bring him back, that he doesn't believe that a Christian, that most Christians that he's ever been familiar with, could possibly be true advocates of the non-aggression principle, because he believes that if someone subverts their ownership of themselves to a god, as many Christians might do, that somehow disqualifies them from being truly principled non-aggression advocates. And I have to disagree with that assessment. I'm not a Christian, by the way, and Johnny Ray, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, if any.
Yeah, and you'll never know.
What are you talking about? You're not going to tell, you know, open up to us on the air here? Dig deep?
No. I'm a devout.
You are a tease, is what you are.
Well, see, there's this joke that I've been waiting to tell, and it involves me discussing my religion, and it's just, it hadn't come up yet, but I stole the joke from the Goon Show anyway, which was a radio show in the 50s out of England.
Old joke, then.
Yeah, it was like Harry Secombe and Peter Sellers did the show. Yeah. It was a great radio theater kind of a show. And the joke was, the guy said that he disagreed with war for religious reasons. The guy number two says, "What religion are you?" He says, "I'm a devout coward." And I always love that joke, and I've been waiting for a chance to steal it and use it. Anyway, so that's it.
Too much preface, though, for it.
Yeah, exactly. I believe that when I see things like comedy, actually, when I see comedy, human culture, that to me seems superhuman. And that makes me think that there is some kind of a higher power. And And I don't know what form it takes. I don't know the extent to which it guides us.
It doesn't. Yours doesn't necessarily have doctrine.
And it, no, mine almost certainly does not have doctrine because as humans we don't know, so we can't formulate some doctrine. We don't know what it is, but it's there.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to bring Chase back on the line here. And also, speaking of SACL CAI, they are the sponsor of our phone lines and for a long time have been behind this show. They handle accounts receivable. So if you have a business and you're sick of dealing with accounts receivable and collections, well, you need to get a hold of SACL CAI. They will treat you and your customers with respect. And you can find their banner right at the top of the freetalklive.com banner column. Look on the right-hand side. It's the top one on the right at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Chase is back on the line with us, listening in Asheville. And we're actually getting into the discussion about Asheville, Chase. You said that Blue Ridge Liberty Project started up in October of, was it 2012?
Yeah, around that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you chose Asheville because you believe it was unique in its location as far as the kind of people that live there. Tell me a little bit, Chase, why you chose Asheville as the destination.
Well, before I do that, let me clear up some mischaracterizations that think went on. I'm not saying that you can't be an advocate of the NAP and worship God. I'm just saying that to be an advocate of the NAP and on the other side of the flip coin, say that it's okay when God killed all the firstborn of Egypt, or it's okay to beat your children, or to say that God owns you, that conflicts with the self-ownership principle. I'm not saying they can't be voluntarist per se. What I'm saying is these are mutually exclusive beliefs. So we don't want someone with mutually exclusive beliefs to try to be propagating this philosophy if that's our organization's intent. Because we can't have confidence they'll do so effectively. That's all I'm saying here.
I get what you're saying, and I'll just, you know, I'll have to respectfully disagree with that position. But go ahead with your thoughts on Asheville. Why Asheville?
Okay, well, that's an easy one. Land is pretty cheap, very fertile, very long growing season. The culture here, people are very open minded, free thinking people. There's a huge
there's a lot of free thinkers around there.
Oh yeah, for sure. And agorism is very prevalent here. I mean, they might not think of it in that term, but it's definitely everywhere you see. There's people doing off the books trading and, you know, trading their wares or their services freely. People here are very open to peaceful ideas, peaceful parenting. They're into the organic, self-sustaining type of homesteading stuff, which we're into self-reliance since we kind of insulate ourselves from any future economic collapse.
Asheville is wonderful. It's a wonderful mix of cosmopolitan, hippie types and hillbillies and Republicans. Wonderful, beautiful people in Asheville. The landscape is beautiful. The weather, beautiful. It's a great place to live. I consider myself very...
How many years did you live there, Johnny Ray?
My family moved there in 84, I think.
And you left in 08?
And I left in 2008. I was in the Marine Corps for 3 or 4 years, but the rest of the time was in Asheville. Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty familiar with it. I mean, from your description, it sounds pretty good. Why would you want to leave to the frozen hinterlands of New Hampshire?
At the time, well, I knew about the Free State Project. I was a Free State Project participant, but I was just cooling it, you know, waiting for I don't know what to make me move. And I was following Ron Paul very mm-hmm. closely, and this was the year where he had his record-breaking money bomb. And in the New Hampshire primary, Ron Paul did not do well at all. I don't remember what the results were, but he got handily defeated in the primaries by John McCain in New Hampshire. And I said, they need my help up there. So I started making the plans to move. I got on the forums. I got hooked up with Anarcho Jesse and Dale. And before I knew it, I was driving into Keene, and it was in November, and it was snowing, and the snow that year was banked up way high.
Yeah.
And there were these New England, like, Cape-style houses. I don't know, but it just looked like New England. It was an amazing welcome, and I went to this party on North Lincoln Street at Dale's house.
Yeah.
And and met a lot of friends that would I would have and that I have today. Barsky was there.
You haven't looked back. I mean, we don't need to go through names because people don't know who that is. But,
sure.
But, you know, you, looking back, you've been here now for several years. I mean, about, what, 5 years? Something like that?
Right.
More than that. More than 5 years.
9, 10, 11, 12.
8 years. How long have you been here? Wait a minute.
2009. I came at the end of 2008. So 2009, 2010, 11,
yeah,
12.
Four years. So,
four
I mean,
years
are,
and some
are
months.
Are you regretting it? I mean, you could move back to Asheville, apparently, and join up with some other Liberty people who are there.
I think that the Free State Project is the most credible movement going on right now. We've got thousands of early movers. We have 8,000.
Chase, what could you say to get Johnny Ray back to Asheville? Is there something that you can pull out of your sleeve that is just going to wow him to where, you know, he should come back?
Well, yeah, I don't want to say anything to him to get him back here. I want us to demonstrate their actions. And if
through correct doctrine.
And he can come here. That's
all right.
I want to make one more point, though.
Yep.
We're not going to be ostracizing any religious people or anyone for that matter or excluding for any event. Everyone's welcome to participate in every event. And they come here and talk to us and participate in all the activities. The only point where they're precluded from is to actually be official representatives.
Gotcha.
We are welcome to talk to everybody, engage with everyone.
What's your website? Go ahead and give that a plug.
It's BlueRidgeLibertyProject.com or BRLP.org.
Good luck, Chase. Appreciate the call tonight. It's like I said, so it's a long road and it's tough competition competing with the Free State Project, which has been around for an extra decade and obviously had a lot more time to grow and blossom into something else. And I thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. Plus, you know, to me, the Free State Project has a much bigger vision. The folks moving to Asheville seems like a last ditch effort kind of thing, like, hey, if you're a voluntarist and you're a peaceful parent and you don't want to go to New Hampshire, then you might want to move out here. Yeah, we know we're not going to have an effect on all of North Carolina, but we're going to, you know, have a nice group of us together. That's kind of what it feels like a last-ditch roundup sort of thing. And the New Hampshire Free State Project is about actually changing, you know, the entirety of New Hampshire to be more of a free place. It already is very free in comparison to the other 49 states. 855 450 free, and I like a big vision. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Do it free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or maybe you're an international listener and you'd rather connect with us on Skype. Or you can be down the street and connect on Skype, too. It doesn't matter. Skype sounds pretty good most of the time. And our username on Skype is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that we have there, including listening options. Live streams, we've got them in three different bit rates. Broadband, midband, and narrowband. Different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those, plus get the list of our over 100 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show throughout the week. And in addition to that, we've got satellite radio. We're up on XM 7 nights a week on a couple different XM channels. You can get details on that over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we're also on free-to-air KU-band satellite. That satellite signal brought to you by Bitcoin. So you can learn more about that as well. In addition, there's our webcam and the listen lines that'll allow you to tune in from any phone that can dial long distance. Now, we've been talking about religion and the ideas of liberty, and
I wanted to ask you about spanking before it's all over.
Sure, if you'd, I mean, briefly, but I do want to get back to the calls.
You do your thing first.
Okay, let's go to Will. He's in Tennessee. So we've been talking about the idea, so, you know, as an earlier caller, Chase suggested, that he doesn't believe that religious beliefs about God, for instance, owning someone, like somebody subserviating themselves or, you know, kind of handing themselves over to...
Subserviating.
I don't know if that's the right word or not, but to hand themselves over, control of oneself, to believe, to put it into the hands of some sort of superior being. Chase says that is anathema to the ideas of self-ownership and non-aggression and things like that. So Will is on the line in Tennessee with some thoughts. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Will?
Good.
Well, to add a little bit of context, just to start off, I'm Davi Barker's partner in crime.
Oh, okay. Davi Barker is the Muslim agorist, and so you must be Will, who is also a Muslim.
That's correct.
And you guys are involved with, what is it, Muslims for Liberty?
That's correct. That is correct.
All right. And so tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, first of all, for Chase, if there's anything that he would like to learn, first off, of course, about the Muslim perspective on the non-aggression principle, but now thanks to an initiative that we started about a month and a half ago called Perspective, where we've now opened an area of the website to other varying theists, Christians, Jews, Hindus, whatever your religious background may be, to explain their religious viewpoint on the concept of liberty and the non-aggression principle and where they find these principles within their own religious traditions and their own scriptures or their own religious legal tradition.
Cool, and that's Muslims4liberty.org if people want to go and learn that. But, I mean, what do you think about the idea that, you know, handing oneself over to a god, and how does that, you know, is that a Muslim belief, and does that jibe with self-ownership?
Well, actually, yeah, one of the central parts of Muslim belief is that the Muslim is what's referred to in Arabic as Abdullah, which means a slave of God. You take the ownership of the self and give it to another, to their will, which, in our opinion, is to do good and spread good on earth to other people. I would have to take his argument, though, and change it just a little bit and ask, I was hoping he would still be on, and ask if it would still apply to his group. Take the BDSM crowd. Would a person who is a member of the BDSM crowd, who has chosen to give themselves and their will to another human being,
yeah,
would they then be rejected and not allowed to be a member or in a official capacity?
That's an excellent question.
You know, because that
I would speculate that if he was consistent in what he was saying, then he would say no, they would not be allowed, because that would be the equivalent. It seems like he was most upset by the idea that someone would give away their own self-ownership or use their self-ownership to subsume themselves to another thing or greater being or individual. So, you know, if it's a bad thing to do it to a god, what would it also be bad to them to do it to an individual? I'm just going to go out on that limb.
Yeah, exactly. And that was basically the question I had for him, was that, you know, do these principles apply even in these other areas where normally people of a voluntarist persuasion would really prefer to not even address those issues, like anything that has to do with the bedroom, that's all your business.
Yep.
Well, wouldn't that same value, that same idea apply to one's own religious tradition? Isn't that within the realm of the self? Isn't that something that is between you and what you decide for yourself?
Right.
I would personally say that standing in the way and saying, you know, if you don't reject this portion of giving the self up in self-ownership, because self-ownership is the right to do whatever one wants to with the self.
Indeed, including enslave oneself.
Exactly. If one chooses, if one makes the conscious decision that one wants to be subservient to another or to a higher power, then that's an ultimate decision of self.
Yeah, and I agree. And I don't think
to give up the self would be the ultimate decision of knowing oneself.
Yeah, I totally understand and appreciate where you're coming from, and I think that to exclude people from an organization that is purportedly liberty oriented based on this what I would call over strict interpretation of self ownership and is completely unnecessary. It's, you know, they're cutting their nose off to spite their face. It's going to make it more difficult for them to grow their movement. And, you know, from what I understand, the founder of the organization has no problem saying very inflammatory things towards religious people. And he, you know, advertises himself as an atheist. And I used to be an atheist. You know, I know what it can feel like to be an atheist and to feel somewhat persecuted and angry at a lot of the organized religions of the world. But, you know, the people who believe in these religions are not necessarily the same folks who are the organized religious types that, you know, that would want to control others. And all I'm concerned with when it comes to someone's religious beliefs is, how do you want to interact with other human beings? If it's on a peaceful basis, if it's on a consensual basis, then you're a friend of mine. And I don't care if you're a Christian or a Muslim or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever your religious belief system is, they're all welcome in the liberty movement, and that's why the, you know, in my opinion, the Free State Project is the best. I mean, because the only thing the Free State Project has as far as doctrine is that in order to join the organization, you have to agree the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, that's basically the summary of the Free State Project.
I believe it's the protection of life, liberty, and property.
And property? Okay. Well, either way, it's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty standard statement that makes sense. It's something that a lot of people can be included in, but yet really still excludes anybody who's not liberty-oriented. And that's, I think they're in the right, they're obviously on the right path. They've got over 13,000 participants. Will, are, I know that Davi is a Free State Project participant and is planning on making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. What about you?
I would love to make a move to New Hampshire. Actually, we were looking into moving maybe a year ago, but the living expenses in New Hampshire are quite high.
Well, I don't know. Keene is a little bit less than the national average. I mean, obviously, I don't know what they are compared to where you are in Tennessee. But
I pay about $650 a month for a three-bedroom house on about a half an acre.
Yeah, yeah, you're not going to get that in the city of Keene, but you could definitely get something like that out in the woods, I would think, in New Hampshire.
Hmm. Well, I live kind of out in the woods here. I mean, I'm in Maryville, which is a suburb of Knoxville. We're like right in the base of the foothills of the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can look. You stand on my front porch, which is elevated, and you can see across the ridge, and you can see the Cumberland Gap and the Smoky Mountains, you know, maybe 30 miles off in the distance.
You know what? I think we've actually got Chase back on the line here, and maybe we can bring him in to answer your questions. Normally, we only allow one call per night, but I screwed up, and you were on the line, and I dropped Chase's call before I had the chance to connect the two of you together. And actually, I think he's on with us now. Chase, did you have an answer for Will's question?
Also, Ian, before Chase, I'm sorry.
Hold that thought, Johnny Ray. I really want to make sure we get Chase out here because we're short on time in this hour. Chase?
Oh. I'm sorry, Ian. I didn't catch the question. I was just told to get back on the air because someone has some questions.
Will, do you want to pitch that question out real quick?
Sure. Okay. Your basis was that because religious people have the proclivity to give up the ownership of oneself through their own volition to a higher being, what would be your approach to say something in a more carnal level, like the BDSM crowd, where you have people who purposely give up the ownership of oneself to other people, would they then be held to the same standard?
Would a BDSM crowd be welcome in, would a submissive be welcome in the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, Chase?
If they believe that they can actually see the ownership of themselves as someone else, that would be inconsistent with the idea of self-ownership.
All right, stand by. More here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.